The Colorado River Delta is shaped by geographical and political boundaries. It lies on the U.S.-Mexico border, and its fate is controlled by people on both sides. Nowhere is that more apparent than at the site of an accidental wetland. Luke Runyon reports.
Juan Butron Mendez navigates a small metal motorboat through a maze of tall reeds at the Cienega de Santa Clara in the Mexican state of Sonora. It's nearing sunset, and the sky is turning shades of light blue and purple. It smells like wet earth, an unfamiliar scent in the desert. Mendez lives nearby and works for the conservation group Pro Natura Noroeste. He cuts the motor, and we sit quietly on the shallow water and watch as species of coastal birds land here for the night. There are American coots with their white bills and dark gray feathers, followed by broad-winged, yellow-beaked pelicans. Mendez has explored this wetland since its creation in the 1970s. He's been called the patron saint of the Cienega.
Water started to flow to this place in the 1970s. I would walk around here without having to worry about getting wet.
The wetland is fed by a concrete canal that removes salty runoff from American farms across the border. It's a perfect stopover for migratory birds on their journey along the coast.
When I come here, as soon as I arrive, it's like a happiness. It's a pleasure.
But there's a problem. As the Colorado River Basin heats up and dries out, Mendez is concerned people will stop thinking of the Cienega's water as waste, find a way to use it, and in turn, harm this oasis.
The biggest threat that has me thinking at times, although you won't believe it, I'm thinking that one day, when we least expect it, the United States will say, no more water for the wetlands of Santa Clara.
No más agua para la ciénaga de Santa Clara.
His concern is valid. A way to treat the agricultural runoff already exists in Yuma, Arizona. Mike Norris manages the Yuma Desalting Plant for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
This is the largest brackish water facility in the country and the second largest in the world.
Finished in the 1990s, the plant could treat the salty wastewater and send it to Mexico for use on farms and cities to meet treaty obligations. But it's never been fully operational.
The Yuma Desalting Plant is nothing but a tool in the toolbox. It's a costly tool to operate.
During prolonged dry spells, though, those costs become more reasonable. If the U.S. did decide to dust off the cobwebs, it would allow for more water conservation. But it would be bad news for the Cienega, which would then only receive briny waste with little water, making it inhospitable to wildlife.
If we continue in a drought situation, as Lake Mead drops, the plant could be considered as one of the tools to take out of the toolbox to help conserve water in Lake Mead.
But because it sat idle for so long, it would need millions of dollars in improvements before it could be used, and that funding isn't secure. It's hard to imagine what the Colorado River Delta looked like when the river still flowed here. The Cienega is bordered by miles and miles of crusty salt flats. But sitting on a boat inside the wetland, you can picture the delta in a past life. The wetland's patron saint, Juan Butron Mendez, says the fate of the area is uncertain.
The two countries were neighbors, right? The United States and Mexico. We need to have an agreement between the two countries, right? That won't happen, because it would be a disaster.
The country's relationship has been put to the test because of ongoing threats from President Donald Trump. And other outside pressures, like climate change and growing populations, could make it that much harder to keep this wetland from disappearing. I'm Luke Runyon in Sonora, Mexico.